Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 71. Psalm 71. We'll read verses 13 through 19 together. We'll read this passage responsibly. Psalm 71, verses 13 through 19. Psalm 71, 13 through 19. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is come. And let's finish on verse 19 together. Ready? Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. What hast thou things, O God, who is like unto thee? And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here. Thank you for the Spirit in our church. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit here at our church. Thank you that you are here. And we know that. Father, may we pay attention to the preaching tonight. May we listen to the preaching of the Word of God from the man of God so that we get from you what you have for us. Change our hearts. Change our lives, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to read to you three passages of Scripture from the very same chapter that you read earlier. The Bible says in Psalm 71:19, Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Notice God, it's being pointed out that there's nobody like God. What a good God we have. His righteousness, he's high, he's lifted up in that passage of Scripture. Then in Psalm 71, verse 23, the psalmist says, My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul, which thou hast redeemed. Again, the psalmist is saying, I can't wait till I get to sing to you. I think he was referring to someday I'll be in heaven and I'll sing in thy presence. In Psalm 71, verse number 24, the psalmist says, My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Here, once again, the psalmist says, All day long, I'm going to talk about you, Lord. All day long, I'm going to talk about you. I give you those verses because here in Psalm 71, we see David, the psalmist, praising God. But the real verse that the whole sermon is built around tonight is found in verse number 14 where David said, But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. David said, I'm going to praise you, God, more and more. So you know, in this psalm, David was growing older. Actually, he had been in exile. He really was not well physically. But no matter what he was facing in the older days of life and all by himself, he makes the statement, I will praise thee more and more. To tell you the truth, out of all people, David would be the last one that I would expect to be saying, I will praise thee more and more, just because David was already known for his praising of God. But what he means here is, I want to multiply my praise to God. The older he became, the more he seemed to praise God. The more trouble he faced, the more David praised God. No young man had ever praised God as much as David did in his youth. If you remember when he was yet a teenager attending to his father's flocks out in the field, David was known for praising God. David later becomes king. David takes his harp and he sang and he played and he praised God. When the Ark of the Covenant was returned after having been in the land of the Philistines, the Bible says that David praised God. Even to the point where his wife Michael was embarrassed of him because he was praising God so much about the Ark of the Covenant coming back. Ladies, don't ever look down on your husband if he says amen in church. church every once in a while, you ought to thank God that he's excited about the things of God. Never sign your stifle that. And I'll say this to some of you men, especially some of you young preacher boards. If you won't say amen when somebody else is preaching, don't you expect somebody to say amen to you when you preach someday? But let me tell you here, David had praised God so much at that point when the Ark of the Covenant was returned that his wife was embarrassed that he was so excited about the blessing of God. If you do this, if you check the first 30 Psalms and you compare them to the last 30 Psalms written by David, you'll see he praised God more and more as he grew older. You look at the first Psalm, and there's not a word of praise in there. But you look at the last 6 Psalms, he praises and praises and praises and praises and praises. David had said, I'm going to praise God more and more, and you see it in the writings that God used him to do. Hey, listen, folks, the young should not praise more than the old. The young should not be praising God more than the old. We should praise God more and more in the passing of years. The longer we're saved, the more and the more we should praise Him. Hey, listen, the new Christian should not outpraise the old Christian. You hear that? The new Christian should not outpraise the old Christian. But this is often the case, but not with David. Listen, the newly saved should not outpraise the veteran possessor of salvation. The freshmen of the Christian life should not outshout the seniors of the Christian life. Now, why is that so? Why is that so? I think I can give you some very practical teaching as to why we should praise Him more and more as we grow older. First of all, the longer we're saved, the closer we are to going to heaven. The longer we're saved, the closer we are to going to heaven, and that would create a desire to praise Him more and more. I think that's why David, as he grew older, he praised God more and more. David said to himself, it won't be long now. I'll be praising God. I'll be praising Him in glory. Do you remember the scripture I commented on a moment ago? David said, I can't wait to sing in thy presence. David was ready to get to heaven and praise God. It won't be long now, David. The one that you have sang to, or actually the one that you sang about, you'll be singing to him in the near future. That's why David said, I'm going to praise him more and more. I'm closer to heaven than I've ever been. It won't be long now. Those fingers that David used to strum praises on his harp to God, those fingers will touch the object of his praise. I bet David could not wait to touch the face of the Savior, to have the opportunity to use his fingers to be a blessing to the God of the universe. You see, David praised him more and more. Why? Because he was closer to heaven. And listen to me, folks. Those of us that have been at it for a while, especially those that are the seasoned veterans of Christianity, we're closer to heaven than we've ever been. We ought to praise him more and more. I have to tell you this. May Burris and I were talking this morning. May is she's a senior citizen, if I can put it that way. I don't think that's offensive to May. May's not felt as well as what she wished, and had a couple episodes recently with her health. And we were sitting here, and I said, "Now, May, I want you to take care of yourself." This is what she said to me. She's my adopted mom, and she kind of corrected me, and she said, "Well, my God, I'm just going to heaven. What's wrong with that?" I said, "Well, it's okay, May. It's okay, but between now and then, I want you to take care of yourself. Can I tell y'all something? If you die, you're just going to heaven. And you better praise Him more and more as we grow older. You see, David said, I praise Him more and more. Why? Because He was closer to heaven than ever before. You better praise Him, my friend. When you get to heaven, you're going to wish you would have practiced. You see, you're going to spend all eternity serving Him and praising Him. And you better get all practiced up about this thing of praising God. In heaven, we will see clearly how much He has done for us and what a great debt we owe Him. You see, you'll be able to see very, very clearly all of the stinginess and all of those things that would get in and that would blur our vision here on earth. That'll all be done away with. And you'll look at the Savior and you'll say, I want to praise Him more and more. When you get to heaven, hey, you better praise Him now. You better praise him now and get used to it. Some of you old negative thinking, negative talking grumps, you better get ready. When you get to heaven, you're going to have to praise him. You're going to have to praise him. If you're not saved, I'd get ready. I'd be getting ready. We get to heaven. There's a song, maybe you've heard it before. It's called Heaven's Just a Flight Away. What a beautiful song. You know something? The closer we get to heaven, the more and the more we should praise him. Now I see why David said in his latter years, the more and more I will praise him. Why? He was closer to heaven than ever before. Let me say secondly, I think we should praise him more and more because there's more forgiveness and mercy about which to praise him as the years pass by. There's more forgiveness and more mercy. You see, David praises God more and more as he grew older because God had forgiven David more and more. Let's face it, somebody that's 5 years of age has only committed so many crimes in life. But you know it as well as I do. When you hit 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 and 70, God's forgiven you, and 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 forgiven you. Praise him. Stop and say, the older I get, the more I praise him. Why? Because God expressed his forgiveness and mercy, and the older David became, the more he praised God. David praised God when he was a shepherd boy, but not near as much as when he was an older man. Why? I'll tell you why. You see, when David was a shepherd boy, how much had he done wrong? Let me tell you this. As David became older, David looked back at his adult mistake with Bathsheba. David said, my God forgave me. I praise you, God. I praise you for forgiving me for the adulterous affair that I had with another man's wife. You see, he praised him more and more. Why? There was more and more forgiveness that he was reminded of. Hey, when David was older, he had made that terrible mistake of the murder of Uriah. And David now would look back and David would say, oh God, I took another man's life. I was backslid. Now in the will of God, misbehaving, trying to cover my tracks. And look what I did. And David said, I praise you more and more. You've forgiven and forgiven and forgiven and forgiven. You deserve more praise than ever in my life. Let me ask you a question. Why is it that as a younger Christian that shouts amen? Why is it that a younger Christian is the one that praises God most often? We, you, and I. As we mature in the Lord, I praise him more and more. Why? There's more forgiveness. There's more mercy. Stop and recognize it. Hey, senior saint of God, shake yourself. Wake up. Examine the forgiveness of God. You ought to be praising him more and more. David said in Psalm 51:10, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. As God was rebuilding the heart of David after David's fall into sin, God renewed David's spirit, and he said, I'm going to praise him more and more for giving my spirit back to me. David said in Psalm 51:14 as a prayer, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. David had promised that if God would deliver him from killing Uriah, that he would praise him for the rest of his life for God's mercy and forgiveness. And thank God, David was a man of his word. Here, David's old and he said, I've not forgotten your mercy in regard to Bathsheba. I've not forgotten your forgiveness in regard to my misbehavior toward Uriah. I think as I grow older, I'll just praise him more and more. You see, folks, the older we get, the more life we live. The more life we live, the more disappointments we have. And the more we disappoint God. The more we disappoint God, the more mercy God shows us. The more mercy God shows us, the more forgiveness comes into our life. No wonder David said, as I grow older, I'll just praise him more and more. Do you not have reason to praise him more and more? Praise him more and more for his forgiveness. Praise him more and more for his mercy. Praise him. Hey, folks, let's praise him more and more because he's the God of a second chance. Oh my. The older you get, you know, maybe somebody gets saved in their early years and they goof up and somebody says he's a God of a second chance, and for the first time you realize, oh, I've got a God of a second chance. Well, let me tell you something. After you've been at it 20, 30, 40, 50, or 60 years, you're going to find out he's a God of a second chance, and 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 a God of a second chance. Is that right? Is that not right, Christian? You ought to praise him more and more. Why? He's a God of a second chance. You see, David said, as I grow older, I just want to praise him more and more. Why? David realized the older he became, the closer he was to heaven. David realized the older he became, the more God's forgiveness was active in his life, and the more the mercy of God was shown in his life. Thirdly, I think the older we get, we ought to praise him more and more because we know there will come an end to our life. We know there will come an end to our life. You know, some of these young bucks running around here, they think they have forever. They think, you know, life is forever and I've just got forever. But you know, the older you get, the more you realize you do use up your life. You do use up your life. And young people, don't you realize it too late. I am so glad that somehow somebody got to me when I was a young man and said, Jeff Owens, don't waste your life. Live every day and every hour and every minute and every second. People often say to me, why don't you slow down? I don't want to slow down. I've only got so much life to live, and I want to give every ounce and every bit of it to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'll die one day. My life will be over, and I won't be able to serve him anymore. I don't want to waste my life. Hey, but listen, the older we get, the more we realize we have less and less life to live. No wonder David said, the older I get, I'm going to praise him more and more. You know, compared to eternity, our 70 lowly years down here, that's nothing. That's nothing. David knew that his life would soon end, and he praised him more and more. You know something, for me personally, the older I get, the more I enjoy preaching. I enjoy what I do. I think the reason for the enjoyment is I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to preach. I hope I have many, many more years. I was recently preaching for a man, and somebody in his congregation came, and they asked me how old I was. I said, I'm 49. Well, I think then I was 48. And they said, oh, well, we thought you were older than our pastor. I said, well, how old is your pastor? They said, 58. I said, what made you think that? Then I thought, I shouldn't ask. Well, it's your gray hair. I said, it's your gray hair. Well, I hope something. I hope that I have many years left, but I don't know. I don't know. I know this. I know someday I will preach my last sermon on this earth. And I made a determination a long time ago. I would preach every sermon as if it were my last. Every sermon, I preach to you tonight with no assurance that I'll ever step into a pulpit again. I don't want to waste my last shot at it. If I'm going to lift up the old black book, if I'm going to preach about the Savior, I want him to know that I gave him my very best. If it's my last chance to preach the gospel, I want to do it right. Now you listen to me, my friend. We ought to praise him more and more. Why? We don't know when our last chance is going to be. Listen, Brother Jimmy, I don't know, but there'll come a day when you'll sing your last solo. Your day will come. Hey, Sunday school teacher, when's your last chance? How lazy were you today while you were trying to teach those kids? You think, well, you know, today does not matter. I've got 30 years to teach Sunday school. Wonder if this morning was your last shot at it. Wonder if today was your last opportunity to teach as a Sunday school teacher. Hey, listen now, Brother Bajan, the day will come you'll run your bus route for the last time. The last time. Hey, soul winner, the day will come when you'll win your last soul to Jesus Christ. And let me say to all of us today, as we grow older and as we serve God, we ought to praise him more and more. Why? Life is short. Life is going to come to an end, and we'll have our last opportunity to praise him. And let's praise him more and more as the days approach. You better hurry if you're going to serve God. You don't know how much time you have. You know something, I hope this is right. I think it is. You know, I really think God needs us to praise Him more and more.
Right.
I think He needs it. It is God who set up praise. It is God who told us to praise. Praise must meet some need of God. He allows us that privilege. Let me tell you something. The more sinful this world becomes, the more and more we ought to praise our God so He knows somebody down here on this globe knows who He is. The more the world uses His name in vain, the more and the more we should praise Him. The more our country is sucked into socialism, the more and more you and I should praise the King. I think the more the secular humanistic colleges degrade Him, the more and the more you and I should praise Him. The more the churches turn their backs on God's desires, the more and the more the people of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church ought to praise Him. I believe as society has gotten worse and worse and worse, I think that means somebody's got to take up the slack. Hey, there used to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in America that would praise Him. Now they're too busy playing. Now they're too busy with their own. Now they're too busy serving their false gods. I'll tell you, I think God needs us to praise Him more and more just because of the condition of our world. The more they curse Him at the office where you work, the more and the more you should praise Him. The more they mock Christianity at the factory, the more and the more you should praise Him. Hey, the more they reject prayer and Bible in the public school system, the more you students that have to go to the public school, praise Him at school. They can't stop you from saying, well, praise God. You teachers that teach in the public school system, the more and the more, as you see it deteriorate, you need to praise God. Will there come a day when they won't let Christians teach in the public school anymore? You better praise Him the more and more while you can. Look, if they kick the Bible and prayer out, that doesn't mean they won't kick you Christian teachers out someday. I don't know. Where sin abounds, let praise more and more abound. How much longer do we have religious freedom in America? We better praise Him more and more while we can. Life is short. Let's praise Him more and more. Nobody knows if this is their last day. Let's praise Him more and more. David says here in Psalm 71:14, but I will hope continually, and I will praise Thee more and more. Why? Why so, David? Why do you praise Him more and more? He said, because I'm closer to heaven, and that's what I'm going to do when I get to heaven. So I'll praise Him more and more while I'm on the threshold of heaven. David said, I'll praise Him more and more. Why? The longer I live, the more He exercises forgiveness toward me, and the more mercy He sheds upon me. David, why will you praise Him more and more? Because David said, my life is short. I know it's short. I want to take every moment of every day to glorify my God. Not only that, the longer we're saved, the more we should praise Him because we have more blessings to remember. We have more blessings to remember. Listen, when one of these young Christians that get saved around here, and thank God for them. Thank God for the zeal of the young Christian. They shout amen, and they're happy, and they're glad to sing, and they're happy to be at church. When they walk in, they still have the attitude, we get to come, instead of some of you old sour pusses that make it look like it's terrible to have to come to church. Thank God for the young Christian, but let me tell you something. Those of us that have been around for a while, we better calculate all the blessings. We have far more to praise. Hey, I've got far more to praise God about than some of you young whippersnappers that have been saved for a year. I've got a lot more to praise God about. I ought to praise Him more and more. See, David's old. In this psalm, he's old. His brow is furrowed. His face is wrinkled. His shoulders are stooped. He walks a little slower. He hears a little less. He's no longer the young giant slayer, but he says, I will praise Him more and more. The longer he was saved, the more goodness of God there was for David to remember. See, he could praise God for taking a little shepherd boy and miraculously allowing him to become the king of Israel. See, David's looking back. He said, I remember when I was a little shepherd boy, and all I held was that shepherd's staff. He said, and God took me to the point where I had the scepter and the crown. I was the king of Israel. David said, everything that's happened to me, I just got to praise Him more and more. You see, David could remember when all he led were stinky old sheep. and how God helped him to be have a powerful band of fearless champions called David's mighty men for him to lead. I think David looked back and he said, I've got these valiant, powerful warriors called David's mighty men. But I look back and I remember when the only leadership skills I had was leading the sheep around the field. And David said, I need to praise him more and more. I think David looked back and he remembered Samuel anointing him with oil and the Holy Spirit coming upon him when he was just a young lad, and how that Spirit of God had carried him through many dangers, toils, and snares. And David looked back in his old age. He said, I used to be a shepherd boy. Now I became king. I used to lead sheep. Now I lead a band of mighty men. I used to be a boy without the power of God. I was anointed, and now I'm a man with the power of God on my life. And David said, I'll just praise him more and more. I see all the blessings of God. Then David looked back and remembered the victory over Goliath, and he said, I'll just praise him more and more. He remembered God's time of protection when Saul sought to kill him, and David said, I'll just praise him more and more. Little brief moment of testimony. When I was called to preach when I was 16 years of age. At the age of 17, I started as a youth pastor at our church. It's called the Maranatha Baptist Church. It's in central Indiana. There's a 12-year-old boy named Doug that came from a town about 10 miles away from us. Doug came to my youth department. Never forget the day that I was preaching and Doug surrendered his life to be a preacher. Just a 12, 13-year-old boy, always carrying his Bible around, wore a tie to church, started trying to do the best that he could to act like a preacher when he was just a young kid. He went off to Bible college, and I kind of lost track of Doug. The other day, I mean just a week or two ago, Brother Bush came to me and he said, I had asked Brother Bush to call down to Florida to a Bible college and to a church down there. I wanted to, he was checking on something for me. Man answered the phone, the man's name, and more. Nobody knows if this is their last day. Let's praise him more and more. David says here in Psalm 71:14, but I will hope continually, and I will praise thee more and more. Why? Why so, David? Why do you praise him more and more? He said, because I'm closer to heaven, and that's what I'm going to do when I get to heaven. So I'll praise him more and more while I'm on the threshold of heaven. David said, I'll praise him more and more. Why? The longer I live, the more he exercises forgiveness toward me, and the more mercy he sheds upon me. David, why will you praise him more and more? Because, David said, my life is short. I know it's short. I want to take every moment of every day to glorify my God. Not only that, the longer we're saved, the more we should praise him because we have more blessings to remember. We have more blessings to remember. Listen. When one of these young Christians that get saved around here, and thank God for them, thank God for the zeal of the young Christian, they shout amen, and they're happy, and they're glad to sing, and they're happy to be at church. When they walk in, they still have the attitude, we get to come, instead of some of you old sourpusses that make it look like it's terrible to have to come to church. Thank God for the young Christian, but let me tell you something. Those of us that have been around for a while, we better calculate all the blessings. We have far more to play. Hey, I've got far more to praise God about than some of you young whippersnappers that have been saved for a year. I've got a lot more to praise God about. I praise him more and more. See, David's old. And this psalm, he's old. His brow is furrowed. His face is wrinkled. His shoulders are stooped. He walks a little slower. He hears a little less. He's no longer the young giant slayer. But he says, I will praise him more and more. The longer he was saved, the more goodness of God there was for David to remember. See, he could praise God for taking a little shepherd boy and miraculously allowing him to become the king of Israel. See, David's looking back. He said, I remember when I was a little shepherd boy, and all I held was that shepherd's staff. He said, and God took me to the point where I had the scepter and the crown. I was the king of Israel. David said, everything that's happened to me, I just got to praise him more and more. You see, David could remember when all he led were stinky old sheep, And how God helped him to be have a powerful band of fearless champions called David's Mighty Men for him to lead. I think David looked back and he said, I've got these valiant, powerful warriors called David's Mighty Men. But I look back and I remember when the only leadership skills I had was leading the sheep around the field. And David said, I need to praise him more and more. I think David looked back and he remembered Samuel anointing him with oil and the Holy Spirit coming upon him when he was just a young lad, and how that Spirit of God had carried him through many dangers, toils, and snares. And David looked back in his old age. He said, I used to be a shepherd boy. Now I became king. I used to lead sheep. Now I lead a band of mighty men. I used to be a boy without the power of God. I was anointed, and now I'm a man with the power of God all my life. And David said, I'll just praise him more and more. I see all the blessings of God. I think David looked back and he remembered the victory over Goliath and he said, I'll just praise him more and more. He remembered God's time of protection when Saul sought to kill him and David said, I'll just praise him more and more. Little brief moment of testimony. When I was called to preach when I was 16 years of age. At the age of 17, I started as the youth pastor at our church. It's called the Maranatha Baptist Church. It's in central Indiana. There was a 12-year-old boy named Doug that came from a town about 10 miles away from us. Doug came to my youth department. Never forget the day that I was preaching and Doug surrendered his life to be a preacher. Just a 12, 13-year-old boy. Always carrying his Bible around, wore a tie to church, started trying to do the best that he could to act like a preacher when he was just a young kid. He went off to Bible college and I kind of lost track of Doug. The other day, I mean just a week or two ago, Brother Bush came to me and he said, I had asked Brother Bush to call down to Florida to a Bible college and to a church down there. He was checking on something for me. Man answered the phone. The man's name was Doug. Brother Bush came back to me and he said, do you know Doug so-and-so? I said, well, I sure do. He said, he knows you. It's one of your teenagers from back yonder years and years ago. And I'll tell you something. After Brother Bush told me that, I remember when that 12-year-old boy was called to preach. And I thought, praise God. Here it is, 31 years later. And that young man is serving God down at the Bible College. I said, praise God. Praise God. Oh, that was so exciting to me. Mrs. Owens will remember it. There's a young man that came from the very same city. His name was Brian. Brian was the same age as Doug. Recently, I went to my email, and I found a letter from Brian. And it said, they called me Brother Jeff back then, and he was one of the kids in my youth department that got called to preach in that little old youth department. I was a 17-year-old preacher boy taking care of 12 and 13-year-old junior high freshmen and things in that youth department. I remember when Brian was called to preach. I lost track of him. Had no idea where he was. Got an email recently from Brian. It said, Dear Brother Jeff, I'm having some struggles in my church. I'm pastoring. I want you to help me. And I thought, oh my. I thought, boy, I'm glad I can look back and, hey, listen, when I was 17, I didn't have as much to praise God about. But I'll tell you now, I'm a 49-year-old preacher. I've been doing it for a long time. I'm glad that I can look back. I want to praise God more and more as I look at the blessings of God. Hey, if you will remember, you'll have something to praise Him about too. The older you get, the more you have to praise Him about. He said, for those, I got to say, when I was just a young one, but I got out of God's will. I don't have much to praise Him about. You got a whole lot of forgiveness to praise Him about then. You have a whole lot of wasted years, but you can yet say, but He's forgiven me and been merciful, and I'm back in church tonight. I want to praise Him more and more. And maybe the favorite point, because it's the last point, it's a favorite point for you. It is a favorite point because of its content to me. I think David also praised him more and more because he knew him better and better. See, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me. And he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. There's a lot of reasons why I should praise him more and more. But I'll tell you something. I really think David could praise him more and more because David had become closer and closer to him who he praised. And the closer you are to him, the more you're going to want to praise him. God had been more and more proving himself of God's faithfulness to David, and God is faithful, but to David it became more and more real as time progressed, and David felt closer and closer to him. The more you know him, the more you want to praise him. You know that there's a little joke or a quip that people use. They say, to know me is to love me. I want to tell you something about Jesus. To know him is to love him. To know him is to love him. You know, the longer we're saved, the better we know him. The better we know him, the more and the more we want to praise him. David had become very spiritually intimate with his God. He was a man after God's own heart. I'll tell you, the more you truly know God, the more you're going to want to praise him. You see, I think that David praised him more and more. And after thinking about it, I asked myself why. And I think it's because he knew heaven was just a flight away. I think David praised him more and more because of more and more forgiveness and mercy that was shown to him. I think David realized that his life was short, and he wanted to praise him more and more with what time he had left. I think David knew that he had more and more blessings because of the time that God had given him. And then finally, David just knew God better. And if you know God, truly know him, you'll want to praise him. The verse from which we get the sermon, Psalm 71:14. But I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. Praise God more and more. Remember, I don't think the younger Christians ought to be praising him more than the veterans. And you can see why. Has the devil blinded your eyes to the necessity of your praise to your God? You say, well, that's for the young ones. That's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what the Bible teaches. You say, I just can't do what I used to do. You can praise God. That don't take any energy. You don't have to have big muscles to praise him more and more. You have to have a big heart. I will praise him more and more. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.